Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with two members of the Pellegrinos tennis team qualifying for Team State, Macy Westerkamp and Ellie Smock. Macy, first of all, huge congratulations. You guys got this done in about an hour's time. How fun is it to be going back to the state tournament again, especially with this group of girls?
Yeah, it's super fun. Since I've never been, I'm sure it'll be a great experience. And this group of girls is just really fun to be around and make it a super great environment.
Well, and Ellie, this postseason's gone pretty quick so far, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, all in about an hour. How fun is that to really show how far this team has come and to be undefeated still at this point in the season?
Yeah, I just love cheering on our teammates across from the net. It's just such a fun experience, and, you know, everyone's excited for each other, and so I just love the environment of all the girls and that we're able to just keep moving forward and play our tennis.
Well, Macy, what was it like carrying over from the spring? This would be the only time this ever happens, right? You got to come off of a second place finish. You were just on the outside of varsity. Then you had to fill some big shoes. And then this year, now already through the fall season, how much fun has that been for you to grow into this role, especially in singles, and to have kind of this carryover where you got to play all summer?
Yeah, it's definitely a fun opportunity to be able to step into that six singles role. Definitely busy with marching band and tennis going on, but it's been fun to just continue to improve over the summer and see how much growth that we've had.
Well, and how do you think that helped, Ellie, that you guys all got to play together this summer and that now here we are already in the fall and that a lot of you got to play each other even last year and there's so many players back on this team?
Yeah, I'm just so proud of everyone that's being, like, dedicated to the sport, and we all worked hard this summer to get where we are, so I'm just proud of everyone.
Well, and if our listeners remember, the names Westerkamp and Smock have had a lot of recent success with Pella Tennis, both recent champions. Macy, what has it been like now to kind of be the second one coming through the program this way after all that Mallory did, and how awesome is it to keep that legacy going and to keep the program going?
Yeah, it's definitely fun to kind of follow in her footsteps. She was just such a great player, and when she was a senior, I was a freshman, just watching her do great things on varsity. So being able to kind of fill in those shoes and just kind of follow after her has been really fun.
Well, and Ellie, you got to play a little bit with Claire last year, at least on the same team, and then Dad's still a coach. How much fun is that to carry on the family tradition of tennis in particular and to be able to continue to play the sport that I know your family loves?
It's just so fun because I remember being so little and just being in awe of all the girls when they won state and just thinking, I don't know how I could ever like be here, and so I'm just so glad that I've been able to, you know, carry down the family tradition and just get back in the state qualifying.
Well, the best part about state here for you girls is that for the team tournament, you don't have to leave these courts and you get to be here at home. You don't have to travel and you'll have an opportunity again to play for a state championship here. How exciting is that to be here with a home crowd, to be on courts that you get to practice on and to get to enjoy this great facility?
Yeah, it's really amazing that we get to compete at home, having that home court advantage. And even today, there are people who are coming out to support us that didn't have anyone in tennis but just wanted to support us. So having those other people in the community come watch us is just really great.
Well, and Ellie, this program was a runner-up last year, coming in as the number two ranked team this year. Obviously, some really good teams that are going to make it to this Final Eight that are going to come here to Pella High School. Just how excited are you for that competition and to have that opportunity to try and push for that final match and to try and play for a state title on the last day of the season?
I'm just so excited. I think if we just, like, play our tennis and we just work as hard as we can and take advantage of being here, I think we can do it. And I'm just excited for, to see what's to come.
Well, and then you guys also get to be cheerleaders for the individual tournament coming up this week, too. And then the season's over. You obviously got marching band coming up. But how much fun is it to try and close this down, especially for this group of seniors, and to try and, whatever happens, be a supportive cheerleader and a great teammate?
Yeah, I think these seniors have just been really great leaders on this team. And seeing what they've done so far is just really amazing. And being able to support them all the way through is just really fun.
And Ellie, how much motivation does it give you that you were pretty close to getting to that individual tournament and that you get to go watch your teammates and that all of this helps you become a better player and that you can become a leader in the program these next couple of years?
Mm-hmm. I'm just excited to, you know, see how far they make it. And I think that they can do great as long as they just keep playing their tennis. And I'm just excited to see what we have.
Macy Westerkamp and Ellie Smock, thank you for your time today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.